الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أهل الكتاب لا تغلوا في دينكم ولا تقولوا على الله إلا الحق إنما المسيح عيسى ابن مريم رسول الله وكلمته The connection of this ayat and this subject matter to the previously we also read about the Ahl al-Kitab, and particular reference was made about the Jews. Amongst many other objections which they had, one main objection was that why was not the Quran Sharif revealed in one tablet form to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as Musa alayhi salatu wasalam received the Torah. There were many other objections also they made. Then Allah made it clear and gave the answers to all that. And as the other said, that Allah Himself gives evidence that this is the true Kitab of Allah. And then we were advised in the ayat, Ya Yunus, Bajjaakum Rasul, an address to all people, that all of you accepted the final Nabi and the Kitab that He has come with today is your salvation. And now Allah Ta'ala addresses the other side of the Ahl al-Kitab, and that is the Nasara, the Christians, and a particular aspect of this. And with regard to them, what Allah Ta'ala particularly refers to in this ayat, La taghlu fi deenikum. Mat mubalagha karo apne deen ki baat mein. Do not exaggerate in your deeni matters. This is a very important principle that all of us should try and ponder about. Exaggeration in deen is in anything is not advisable at all. Moderation is required. In all things, etidal and moderation is required. Yeah, what is particularly referred to is as far as belief is concerned. On the one side, we had the Jews, and their belief also was not of moderation. As far as Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was concerned, they did not even regard him as a Nabi of Allah. And they were always, they wanted to assassinate him, they wanted to make him a martyr, kill him. And according to their belief, that is what they did, that they killed him on the cross. But Allah Ta'ala said that is not the case. Allah made somebody else look like Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was not killed on the cross. So that was one great exaggeration of theirs, that the great man of Allah Ta'ala, they did not even regard them as the man of Allah Ta'ala. They completely defiled them, they completely dropped them from their status. And another terrible thing of which the Jews had done, that with regard to the mother of Isa alayhi salam, Maryam alayhi salam, which is one of the most noblest and greatest honorable women of the world. They accused her of adultery. And that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born by some man, etc. That was the Jews on their side. That terrible belief they had. On the other side, the Christians had the belief that they made Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and they took him out of moderation, and instead of just believing him as a Rasul, as a Prophet of Allah, which he was, a very great Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is, but they made him God himself. And they said that they took out the belief of Trinity, three in one and one in three, which they find difficult to explain even themselves. But that is, and in fact, Trinity has become the cornerstone of the Christian religion. A person cannot be a Christian until he does not believe in Trinity, in three gods, that is Allah Ta'ala, Maryam alayhi salam, they raised her also to the status of Godhood, and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam himself also. So this is what they had done, that they raised them to this high position which is not correct. As Allama Husayni rahmatullah alayhi qasida Qudda Sharif says, that madda'ahu al-Nasara fi nabiyyim. Do not say that what the Nasara have said with regard to their Nabi, that he is God. they put him into the state of divinity, that he is God himself, which is not correct at all. So don't do that. Besides that, how much you want to praise Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you can praise him, but don't make Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam what the Christians did, and they put him in the on the place of being a God, the God himself. So this is their hulu, their excessiveness as far as deen. So in all matters of deen and in all efforts of deen, there shouldn't be any hulu and there shouldn't be any excessiveness. Moderation is required. And the most important is as far as attire and beliefs are concerned. So Allah says that the Ahle Kitab, referring particularly to the Christians here, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, E Kitab walo, O people of the book, and referring particularly to the Christians, La tahulu fi dinikum, mat mubalagha karo, apne deen ke baad mein, do not go to exaggeration, do not go beyond the limits of moderation as far as your deen is concerned. And the beauty of the Quran, though the direction of the address is to the Christians, but Allah Ta'ala includes the Jews also, that they dropped Isa alayhi salam from his level and did not even believe in him as a Rasul of Allah, as a man of Allah, and with regard to his mother also, very blasphemous, very evil things they had said. And as far as the Christians, and as far as the Jews and Christians are concerned, وَلَا تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقِّ اور مَنْ كَهُوا اللَّهِ كِ شَعَانْ مِنْ مَغَرْ پَكِّي بَعَدْ and say with regard to Allah only that which is the actual truth and which is the actual correct thing. With regard to that, this refers to the Ahle Kitab, the Jews and the Christians, and the explanation. How does it, what lessons we should take, we will try and discuss that in future, inshallah. May Allah give us tawfiq of the correct understanding of the Quran Sharif, our aqaid, our beliefs, every matter. May Allah make it confirm with what is required from us. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.